USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling the Senate bipartisan infrastructure agreement a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild the country. In a statement, the president saying the package will transform America and propel us into the future. The House of Representatives is once again requiring all lawmakers and staff members to wear masks inside. This comes after Congress's top doctor said he was recommending the change because of the new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidance that advises all people, vaccinated and unvaccinated, to wear masks indoors in areas with a high or substantial amount of coronavirus cases. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, not happy with the new move.
In the Senate, you don't have to wear a mask, but in the House, you do, and you get fined if you don't. That doesn't seem to be based on science.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates at their historic lows. The central bank meeting and not making any major changes to the policies they have pursued to steer the nation out of the economic trouble caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Economists closely watching Chairman Jerome Powell's news conference as they look for signs when the policy may change soon. The CDC announcing new guidance on Tuesday saying everyone should mask up in schools regardless of their vaccination status. Despite the new mask guidelines, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is endorsing a return to in-person learning for this upcoming school year. She also tells CBS This Morning, we do need to be careful when it comes to the Delta variant and children.
They tend to be more asymptomatic. They tend to have fewer symptoms. But I do want to emphasize that if you compare COVID deaths to children this year compared to flu deaths in prior years, it's about twofold more.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As the CDC and Biden administration tell you to mask up, how are things being handled at the U.S.-Mexico border?
The La Jolla, Texas Police Department issued a public health warning after an officer approached an illegal migrant family at Whataburger. The event took place Monday when the manager asked the police department to remove a family that was sneezing and coughing inside the restaurant without masks. The manager said the family was living in a La Jolla motel since last week, provided by Catholic Charities. The family said they were released by Border Patrol agents because they have the coronavirus. Former ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News the coronavirus is going virtually unchecked at the U.S.-Mexico border.
But the southern border is wide open. We know for a fact DHS has released hundreds of people with COVID cases.
Vice President Kamala Harris has failed to make any moves on the crisis at the border at a time when the Biden administration is preparing more coronavirus mandates aimed at Americans. Texas Representative Democrat Henry Cuellar.
As you know, they released some families in a hotel, but nobody watches them, and they were just walking around.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Even as schools return to in-person learning, many parents are opting out to continue teaching their children at home. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the rate of parents homeschooling their children rose to 11% in September 2020, more than double the rate of 5.4% just 6 months earlier. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.